Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is a guy wondering why so many men are not hitting on women at all. He went out with a few drinking buddies and none of them talked to the women there that approached them except for him. The only two options for these men these days are serial sexual harasser or eunuch for the majority of men. Guys aren't approaching women as much because it's way less painful to bathe in battery acid these days than to deal with modern women. The boink is no longer worth listening to the oink. Up next is a guy that asked his Tinder date to split the bill. She was so upset with him and shamed him in front of thousands of people online that all encouraged him to be a gentleman in the future. Let them be angry with them. Let them whine, cry, and shame men. A real man doesn't care what others think of him, and he has self-respect and won't be used as a doormat no matter how many women try and destroy his public image. Number three, we have a woman wondering what everyone will be doing once communism is achieved. Another woman answers the question by saying that she will be building gardens and teaching classes on her farm, among other things. Some smart aleck asks, what do you mean by your farm? She needs to read about what Mao, Stalin, and Pol Pot did to privately owned farms. My great-grandfather was ended by Tito's goons for having a large private farm. Women like this think that communism means that they'll keep drinking pumpkin spice lattes while on their MacBooks. Moving on, it looks like Canadians are ending themselves through medical assistance at a speed that outpaces every other country in the world. I guess it's good that Canada's finally winning at something besides hockey. Don't worry though, because Trudeau is helping Canadians by having people in his government encouraging people to do this, instead of giving them medical care and treatment that they need. My question from me to you is that if you use this service, will you go to hell? Number five, what happened on the first all-female spacewalk? It makes me wonder if satellite dishes needed washing. But seriously, what did they do? They lost a bag full of tools, embarrassing all women during their first time doing something like that. Let's hope the next time they forget their keys to the space station and lock themselves out. Men have been spacewalking for decades and have taken all the real risks. And now that it's safe, now the women are doing it. Up next is AOC, and she was elected to Congress with a credit score of only 430. Yet her party, the Democrats, put her on the Finance Committee. I think that's because she's meant to give all the idiots out there hope that they too can become powerful and influential. Besides, communists don't care about credit scores, because the state will save them, up until that system fails. When that happens, it's all going to be men's fault, don't you know? Number seven, a woman, probably a single mother, is looking for a free babysitter. She can't pay anyone to take care of her kids, but you can rent a room from her for $850 a month, plus $60 for the internet. The house is loud and you'll have to take the day off if one of her kids is sick. So basically she's looking for a man to be their father, but without any sex. The only men that would sign up for this willingly are pedo offenders. Also, how did God turn a rib into a loudspeaker is still a mystery. Moving on, when Wee Willie Gates makes vaccines, people get angry with him, thinking that he'll put a chip in them. But when Elon Musk literally wants to put microchips in people's brains, people clap like seals. The difference between the two is that one is optional and the other one is mandatory, if you want to keep your job. One man is farming ticks to make you allergic to meat, and the other one is African. Which way, American man? Number 9, Douglas Murray says that an Israeli soldier gave him this, after finding it in Gaza, in some random house. Yeah, I can see that happening at some point. Just look at the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul, or the Egyptian temples in Luxor. Muslims usually put a mosque in or around the conquered infidel monuments. Unfortunately, most people in France have no idea what this means. Don't worry though, the robotic soldiers will save us. Up next, here are the first liberals trying to ban fire before someone gets hurt. But I think that someone should ban liberals before everyone gets hurt. But it's too late, though, because they've already hurt America. Here's also an actual image of the first climate change summit. All the glaciers and ice sheets are melting, and one guy says, quick, let's tax the bleep out of ourselves. No doubt to stop the ice from melting. Number 11 is a new mom trying to shame a parking cop for trying to give her a ticket. She says she couldn't get daycare today and she really hopes that the cop understands her situation. But he's got a quota to make and she's an easy target. She just wants preferential treatment and for the law to not apply to her. And I think they should go one step further and fine her for being a single mother, if she is one. Moving on is yet another one demanding preferential treatment. She says that the Dairy Queen employees at this one store were awful because her son Jack was begging for ice cream and she doesn't get paid until Thursday. And for the people at that Dairy Queen to give her son a free ice cream. After arguing with the manager, he threatened to call the cops if she didn't leave. She's taking zero accountability for not having money for her kid's ice cream. And what is she teaching him? Remember, this woman's vote is just as important as yours. Number 13, this trans influencer Gorlock says the declining masculinity is getting out of control, and that men expect princess treatment out on dates. But what I want to know is who goes on a date with this person. I thought that this was a fake story and this person was joking, but they actually aren't. I never used that guy blinking meme before, but I'm so speechless that I just had to. Up next, we have the difference between seeing a woman in her profile picture versus actually meeting her in real life. Always demand a full body shot, otherwise, you might actually drive away from your date when you see her. She kind of reminds me of Big Ed's little sister. Her booty and upper thighs have mysteriously vanished. Number 15, we have a guy wondering, why are there so many single moms in his area? If he puts women over 27 on Tinder, then one in three profiles is a single mom. It's like Genghis Khan moved into town and knocked everybody up and then disappeared. More like Leroy Khan and Chad Chattington. This is what you get when the government goes into debt to subsidize single moms. Bitcoin fixes this though. Moving on is a strong and independent woman that won't let her father walk down the aisle. So she refuses to pay for the wedding because she won't let him do it. Now she's taken to TikTok to complain. I mean, shame her own father for wanting to walk her down the aisle. This is a win for Dan, and it seems that independent is one of the words that women always seem to change the meaning to. Apparently this is a skit, and she did it for views. I guess they'll say anything for online attention these days. Number 17, a pregnant woman is willing to trade you her baby if you can give her enough money to buy and use illicit substances. Apparently the child is purebred and white, and she doesn't have enough money to pay for drugs and the ankle biter. Maybe the authorities should be contacted, and the kid might go to grandma and auntie instead of being sold to some pedo. But all I can think about is the value of that baby will drop if it's poisoned in a drug oven. Up next is a slightly confusing story from Red Pill Hub. Apparently the lesbian divorce rate has fallen to 72%, compared to 52% for straight couples. What do you mean fallen? It's still higher by 20% than straight couples. How high was it before? 80%. Apparently the reasons include domestic violence and infidelity. And if you believe this, then it was 75% before. But in a hetero marriage, they usually fall apart because the woman gets bored. Number 17 is one of the reasons I hate male feminists. Notice the weak way he's holding up that glass, or his giant beard to hide the fact that he doesn't even have a chin. Why do they always look like that? My guess is estrogen. The soy is strong with this one. Looks like the West desperately needs testosterone replacement therapy for a large segment of its population. We also need a They Live meme that reveals the underlying meaning of this guy's shirt. Moving on is some feminist rag paper called Critical Mass, saying that white men claim to be the victims of things like the Vietnam War in Iraq, and it needs to stop. We all know they definitely aren't victims, even though they have PTSD, missing limbs, got spat on as draft dodgers after coming home. Employers didn't even hire Vietnam War veterans. These men are lucky, though, because they'll never know what true oppression is, like being a female CEO. Number 21, if you have a wife or girlfriend and you suddenly find yourself winning the fight, she's going to play dirty by saying things like, stop yelling at me, when you aren't even yelling. Or she'll say you don't have to be so mean. My favorite is when they are losing and start yelling, and I ask them, why are you yelling? And then they say, no, you're yelling. This just proves to what hurtful emotional lengths many women are willing to go to not take accountability. Up next is Kathy Griffin, saying that her comedy tour is not selling well, so she pleads to fans to buy tickets. Fans? What fans? If she had fans, the tour would be profitable. Maybe her fans should plead with her to get some better jokes. Being hopped up on some illicit substance while hopping up on stage and talking is not comedy. Number 23 Elle magazine published a story called, "It Turns Out Women Are Actually Better Drivers Than Men." I think the story meant backseat drivers, because does this driver even know she's in the backseat? If women were better drivers, then most race car drivers would be women. There's always Danica Patrick, and her name probably means, does anyone notice I crash a lot? Moving on, we have Mila Jovovich and her daughter both holding the multipass from the film The Fifth Element. She's a little young in this first photo, and it's kind of creepy. But in the second photo, you can see how much alike they look. She played Wendy in the new Peter Pan movie, where Peter was a complete simp. Maybe she'll get better scripts in the future. Also, are those filters, as Mila Jovovich successfully kept the wall at bay? Number 25 and the last one, looks like finally we have a female teacher that took advantage of a student, and she was black for a change. She also bought him a boomstick for his birthday, and sent him some racy pics. I doubt she'll even do 5 years in prison. I bet you she told him that she was a genie. I guess she also wanted a little thug, and that's why she got him that present. It would also be a very different headline if this were a man. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.